What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? You turn it on, the water comes out. What do you call
faucet.
It? Faucet. Okay, would you call it the same thing if it was on a barrel?
Well, yeah.
You'd call it a faucet, too?
Faucets? Uh-huh. Yeah.
But what about if it was out in the yard or something, like a iron pipe coming up? You'd still call it a faucet?
Faucet,
would
yeah.
you ever call it like a spigot or something?
Spigot,
like,
yeah, you can do okay. that, yeah. Just something to the bit of the water. Mm-hmm. It's in a barrel, it might be served. For that door, but it still would be a faucet. No.
Okay, when somebody buys a few things here at your store, you put it in something for them to carry home. What do you call it?
That's a paper bag.
Okay.
That's a paper bag.
And what do you call it? A large bag made out of this real coarse, heavy woven cloth. A real big one, like something like a lot of potatoes might come in or something like that. What do you call that? They had them a lot. They don't have them as much now as they used to.
Let me see, what you mean?
It's like it might be made out of something like burlap. But
burlap, yeah, well, sure. They make out of heavy material, and it's paper, too. It's paper. It's made out of a paper. That is to carry stuff out of the store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what about something like a crocus sack or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, that's right. You call it the bag. Now we have, we got the paper bags. Then we have the burlap. That burlap bag is much stronger. It's more resistant than that of the paper bag. But burlap is unusually good. See?
What do you call it? It's a small musical instrument with a lot of holes in it that you blow on like this.
That's the harp.
Okay.
Yes.
And what do you call it? It's another one that you blow on, but it's made out of metal and you twang it like this. What do you call it?
Juice harp.
Okay. And what about a thing that children play on a lot? It's mostly just a board like this with something under it, and one kid gets on one end, another on the other, and they go up and down like this.
That's a seesaw, I think.
And what about it's a homemade thing that children get on, it goes around and around like this. It's sort of like a homemade merry-go-round type thing. What would you call
yeah,
that?
You call that a merry-go-round.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call a flat piece of stone that you use for sharpening knives or something like that?
Yeah, it's a piece of grinding rock, we always call it. Way back we have a grinding rock. And it was some coarse and some fine.
Would that be something that turned or
You put it, you make a brace for it, you turn it over just like you would the windlass in the well.
Right.
Have something.
What about something small that you just do with your hand to sharpen?
Oh, that's a file. You can sharp with a file.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking about rail fences before. Can you tell me about some other kind of wooden fences you remember?
I can't remember any fences other than the wire fence. So we had them after it.
Right.
For many years, we had nothing but the rail fence, even in slavery time. There were no wire other than barbed wire, see. But the fence that we had, what you call the whip wire, is about inches apart so much. That holds the pig, you got some hold the pig, and you got some large enough that won't hold the pig, but that comes into the hog. The shorts, things of that nature. See, that makes it quite a difference.
Yeah. Okay.